This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 156, three conversational phrases for a sports event.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA.
Hey Gabby, are you busy these days?
Oh, I'm always busy. And I think our listeners are always busy too. That's the kind of world we live in.
Yeah, that's right. So if our listeners are busy, it would make sense for them to actually focus just on the key phrases that they need to know to speak with natives, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we made an ebook with the 100 most common phrases in English so that you can get the most out of your time studying English. You can find that at allearsenglish.com/100. That's the number 100. Do you like to watch sports with your English-speaking friends? Have you ever stopped and panicked because you don't know what to say? Well, in this episode, we're going to give you three phrases that you can use easily at any sports event. Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Good, how are you, Gabby?
Doing very well, thank you.
So, do you like sports?
I do like sports, yeah. You know, I like to play sports, and sometimes I like to watch sports.
Me too. I like sports. I like tennis, personally.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I like soccer.
Okay.
Cool. That's probably my favorite sport. I also like some basketball.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So, have you ever been watching a sports event or, like, gone to a sports event, and you don't really know what to talk about?
Definitely. I've been in that situation a couple of times.
I think everyone has, you know? You're there with people and you want to make conversation, mm-hmm. but maybe you're not sure what to say. So
totally.
We actually made a guide.
Yes, we did.
We're going to share three of our top phrases for, you know, what you can say when you're at a sports event or when you're watching one on TV.
Exactly. Okay, so we're just going to give you guys these phrases.
Yeah.
So this is great if you're here in the US and mm-hmm. you're watching a sports event, maybe with an American colleague, and mm-hmm. you need to build that relationship, right?
Right.
What are you going to say?
Okay, well, the first phrase we want to share is, have you been to a Red Sox game before? Or you could remove Red Sox, you could just say any team. Have you been to a Celtics game before? Right. Have you been to a Patriots game before?
Bruins, Boston Bruins.
Yeah,
hockey.
Revolution, right. Anything. There's a lot of different teams.
Exactly, and one thing I would emphasize here is intonation, right? So if you're at the game, your intonation would be a little bit different, right? So I might say, have you been to a Red Sox game before?
Yeah.
Right, so that's if we're sitting at the game,
right?
Yeah.
Right. Or if you're maybe in a group of friends and you're talking about if people have been to a game before, you might single someone out and say, have you been to a Red Sox game before?
Right, right. And we can really emphasize different words and play around with that.
Or, right, if you are differentiating between a Celtics game and a Red Sox game, you might say, have you been to a Red Sox game before?
Right, as opposed to a Celtics game.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's an interesting point. I'm glad you brought that up because mm-hmm. intonation is so important in English and it can change the meaning.
Absolutely.
Or the inferences, the understanding that we get from the sentence and the way that people talk.
So we talked a lot about open-ended questions when we were going through this in our course, our Keys to Connecting with Americans course.
Right, and this is actually not an open-ended question, but it's mm-hmm. an easy question to follow up
absolutely.
With some more conversation.
Absolutely. Should we move on to the next
one? Yeah, so the second phrase, Lindsay, I'll let you say this one.
Right, so we want to ask, what sports and teams do you follow?
Great. Yeah, so you're just asking basically what, like, if the person is interested in mm-hmm. sports and teams, and do you follow is like, are you interested in?
Exactly.
Or are you into? What
into.
Sports and teams are you
Good
into?
One.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can say this, and you know, there's a lot of different responses. You could say your favorite sports team, or you could say, oh, I don't really
Follow sports. Yeah. Like knitting or something.
Yeah. That's right. So, well, Lindsay, what sports and teams do you follow?
I don't follow that many sports. I like knitting. Yeah. I told you.
Nice. Okay. That was your actual response. Let's go on to another phrase. All right. Did you play any sports growing up?
Right.
How about now?
So, Gabby, did you play any sports growing up?
I did. I played a little bit of every sport. I played volleyball, basketball, baseball or softball, actually, soccer. I think that's it.
A lot of team sports.
A lot of team sports. I wanted to play hockey, but it's a little bit too violent or dangerous.
And so you have to get a lot of equipment to play hockey. It's expensive.
That's right. And I didn't play American football because that's also a bit more aggressive and it can be easy to get injured. So, you know, my mom didn't want me to get injured. And it also involves a lot of equipment. That's absolutely right.
Absolutely.
How about you, Lindsay? Did you play any sports growing up?
I did. I used to play a lot of tennis. I used to go around to tennis tournaments. Oh my God. All over New England.
Not
England. New England, right? So that's the northeastern part of the U.S.
Yeah. It's good to differentiate.
Yeah. I did a lot of tennis. I rode horses. I did a lot of swimming, like swimming lessons. I don't know. Rollerblading on the street, right?
Oh yeah. That's great.
Things like that. Yeah.
And how about now?
Well, I have been learning capoeira a little bit.
Dropping off a bit with that,
but yeah, I gotta pick it up again here.
Well, now I'm into rollerblading. You mentioned that.
Cool.
Which is kind of funny because it was a big trend in the 90s.
You're such a 90s girl. Oh my
God. I am. But I feel like it's coming back.
Okay, maybe you're starting the trend.
I am.
Okay.
It's a great exercise. It's really great.
It is good exercise.
So those are three phrases that you can use easily in a sports situation. And let's just recap those. The first one was, have you been to a Red Sox game before? And the second one?
The next one is, what sports and teams do you follow?
Did you play any sports growing up? How about now?
Ooh, nice intonation.
Oh, thank you. So these are three phrases, but we actually made a presentation with five key phrases and a cultural point. And this is part of an even bigger presentation, which is called The Keys to Connecting with American Culture. It has four parts in it. We actually presented this in a total of 4 hours, and there's a lot of great materials and examples and personal stories that we share with you guys as part of a course, which you can download instantly from our website. So we've made a lot of really practical material that will allow you to be able to connect with Americans in specific situations like a sports event.
Yeah, so you'll get to see us on video. You'll get new ways to say these phrases. So not just these phrases plus a few more, but other ways. Because we know that one of the things that you guys struggle with, what you want to learn, is other ways to say things. So you don't want to just have one way to say it.
Yeah.
Right? So we're going to give you that. We're going to tell you in this particular piece one thing about American culture and sports that you need to know if you don't want to get into trouble.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, because we know personally how frustrating it can be when you want to say something, you want to interact with your friends or your colleagues, but you're really not sure what to say it, how to behave. So that's why we made this, and we really hope that you find it useful. So if you want to find out more, it's on our website at allearsenglish.com/keys, that's K-E-Y-S. So just go check it out and let us know if you have any questions. You know, we want to share as much, as many helpful phrases as we can, just as much information as possible. But this is a longer course. So, you know, it's up on our website. We can't do a 4-hour podcast. That would be ridiculous.
So we've just given you guys a small piece of what you'll get. So check it out.
All right. Thanks, guys.
If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.